brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
William Kristol, National Review, Dick Cheney, all the neocons. I mean, literally, scores of them demonized him for not being for the wars, demonized him for being his father's son, demonized him for wanting to cut defense spending, demonized him. But in these debates, he said, well, if America's attacked, I'm for defending ourselves. And meanwhile, Newsweek is attacking him. The conservative backlash against Rand Paul, this is May 19th, this is a couple months ago, because he's not pro-war. But then meanwhile, you got all the COINTELPRO, and I'm not saying John's that, but I see it. I mean, listen, I looked at what Peter Schiff said, and I said I think it hurt him, and he did lose, by the way, in Connecticut to a true neocon. And he said, well, this is how you get elected in Connecticut. And I said, no, that's not how you get elected. Now, what he said is neoconish to a certain extent. I still like him on finance, a lot of other things. He would have been better than this other lady. But with Rand Paul, it's not the case. And then John is just chomping at the bit with such anger and aggression towards me. And then saying, if Rand Paul's going to cover up for Israel, all this other stuff, he wants to end aid to Israel and every other country. I mean, this is crazy. Let me guess, John, do you not like Ron Paul either? Is Ron Paul a tool of Israel as well?
Well, I can find on his foreign policy issues. Naturally, I don't support his...
I'm going to stop you again. Is Ron Paul bad, too?
No, not on half of his positions. It's refreshing to hear the fact that he's against these wars that Israel and the military-industrial complex are trying to drag us into World War III with. I disagree, of course, with his right-wing economic policies, which I think dovetail with the Wall Street IMF.
And John, you are an avowed socialist communist, correct?
I'm not arguing any of that here.
I'm going to ask you a question. You've called for years plugging how great communism is. I'm just showing how distorted all of this is.
Now, is a dirty...
Hey, you don't like libertarians. You don't like constitutionalists. Okay, communism doesn't work. Okay, so the establishment's decided to go after him because, you know, there's a lot of people don't like Israel by claiming he supports everything Israel does when he doesn't. It's just like me. I can make films exposing the USS Liberty. I can criticize the wars. I can be against things Israel's doing. And people lie and say that I say if you criticize Israel, you're a weak-minded idiot. No, that's not what I said. That's another hoax. What I said is, as clear as day, is that if you say I work for Israel, as people put out this hoax, and with no evidence and nothing but lies, that you are a weak-minded idiot. Okay? It's ridiculous. Okay? And you've got Hal Turner and others funded by the FBI to radicalize the Patriot movement that if you don't put on a SS uniform with a red armband with a swastika on it and sing Deutschland über alles and march around in jackbooks worshiping Hitler, that you are controlled by Israel. It's mentally ill, it's insane, and it's crazy. Okay, so don't worry, John. I'm sure they're going to make up more kidnappings and more drugs and more secret societies and more rituals and more getting rid of the Civil Rights Act. And he's not a doctor and he didn't graduate from college. All hoaxes, all lies. You might become successful. You might get that Democrat is for big government. I appreciate your call. Really good hearing from you, John. Boy, I tell you, you're battling the New World Order, aren't you? Calling in here, communism, socialism, it's going to save us. Rand Paul's bad. Alex is bad. Holy mackerel. It gets old. The entire Republican machine was demonizing and running hoaxes against him. The Democrat machine, all wedded together, pulling out every stop against him. And you don't have the common sense to be able to know this is the guy we want in the U.S. Senate. But regardless, they're playing the race card to control people, all of it. Okay? So go vote for the Democrat. Enjoy it. Buy into the hoax. Buy into everything else. Okay, we fundamentally disagree. I'm not for socialism and collectivism. You are. You said you are many times, and you don't like me because of that. Because you can't imagine anybody being good who isn't a commie.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live for the balance of the hour, our once-a-week Friday visit with Bob Chapman. Bob was on hold listening to John in Ohio call in. More of your calls coming up. Rand Paul has said that if we're attacked, he wants to defend this country. He didn't go one-tenth as far as Peter Schiff did in his attempt to get elected, because he was attacked by Dick Cheney, all the top neocons. Now, you saw it in the last year as pro-terror. He wants to end the wars, end foreign aid, all of this. The issue is he wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. And now the Democrats have come out with a hoax story in GQ saying he kidnapped a woman, he made her do drugs, she's now recanted and says that's not true. It's not even recanted. She said that GQ twisted what she said. He didn't kidnap her, didn't make her use drugs. It was a fraternity party at a lake, and that none of that happened. They've said he's against the Civil Rights Act. They've said that he doesn't have a degree, which they admit's not true now. They've sent Democratic Party operatives out. We've covered it all, posing as racist. That's now admitted. How many more hoaxes do we have to see? And then meanwhile, you got people going, he's not anti-Israel enough. I mean, it's just everything revolves around that. That's people just sit there like birds in trees going, Israel, 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 Israel. No other issues. No, let's not get the bisphenol A out of the water. Let's not take our local communities back. Let's not abolish the Federal Reserve. Let's just show off and say, I'm more anti-Israel than anybody else. And then when people criticize Israel, they go, that's not enough, scum. You didn't prove yourself enough. I mean, you know, it's all a bunch of holier-than-thou people not getting anything done, just running around complaining constantly. And it's crazy. I mean, the whole system is coming after Rand Paul, pulling out the stops with dirty tricks, the likes of which I have never seen. It's starting to have an effect lowering some of his poll numbers. He's still got a good lead. But, you know, if they come out and say he's killing nuns tomorrow, or they come out and say he killed the Loch Ness Monster, or they come out and say he killed Jesus, or they come out and say he killed Kennedy, Lincoln, he tried to kill George Washington. You know, if you slip on a banana peel, he put it there. If it's a rainy day, Rand Paul did it. If you got a stomachache, Rand Paul caused it. Rand Paul wants to eat little black children. I mean, they are really getting desperate. Bob, I want to get into the economy and a bunch of other news with you, but what's your take on all this?
It's called disinformation, and it's a form of propaganda. It's used usually in psychological operations, and it has been used for a long time in the United States, and they don't want Rand Paul in office, and they're going to continue to mislead the public through this program, and people have to be informed like you are and telling them, look, this is not fair. What they're saying is untrue. These people don't care about truth. I mean, just look at the background of people like Cheney and people in the Central Intelligence Agency and other agencies of the government. They have been running private armies, private killing squads, all to make money. And, you know, years ago, I was approached by these people and told them to take a hike. And they approached me because of my background. And the last real time I refused was in 1966. And I've had trouble ever since with the government because they don't want me around because I won't play their game. So I know what these people are up to. And Alex, you're absolutely right. Let's get on with what's important. These diversions should not cloud the mind of intelligent people. Don't listen. They're not true. And these jealous vendettas I see out there are ridiculous. And I put up with the same thing for years. I just ignore them and keep right on going. But then again, I don't have a program on radio, and I don't have to directly defend myself as you do. And so let's get on with the job. Let's stop all this foolishness. Let's get Rand Paul elected.
The entire re-elected. Power structure is going after him and running, in many cases, criminal operations, just incredible frauds. And can't people see, and I guess most folks do, that's why he's got a 6-10 point lead, that this is a fraud? And I mean, and Cass Sunstein 2 years ago said, the government media, mainstream media, lost so much credibility, we've got to radicalize the conspiracy culture, people that don't trust the system, people that are awake, and make them so radicalized they look unpalatable to everybody else, and we've got to start infighting, just like COINTELPRO. So anybody who's real, anybody who's good, like Rand Paul, myself, you, Ron Paul, others, Judge Napolitano, we're going to be attacked because we're actually winning. We're actually in the pole position. We're actually affecting change. We're actually getting people to hear what we're saying. We're accurate. What we've said has come true. And the system is attacking us from the media, the mainstream media, the government, the think tanks, the George Soros groups, the fake alternative media, because we're having an effect. They're after us because we're in the lead car. We're winning.
And you're absolutely right. And I sent you an email today, and I never send you emails, to prove that we're winning. And it was a gentleman who lives in England who started to make videos, and he's sending them out and putting them on the internet because he wants to try to do something. And I just wanted to show you by sending you one of them what he was doing. And it's not what Alex is doing because he's not on that level of expertise. But the point is, the motivation is reaching people all over the world to step up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And this is what we're going to do, and we're going to inform people of what's wrong out there, because we're telling the truth, and we want you to know about it.
Well said. All right, getting into the serious issues of the day. Here's some of the financial headlines right now. Fed leads America to the brink of collapse. Paul Joseph Watson, and it goes through CNN, New York Times, all of them, admitting, okay, maybe it is a depression, maybe it is a collapse. Fed's new round of quantitative easing, you predicted this 2 weeks ago, now they're announcing it, is like trying to patch leaky pipes by pumping in more water. The Washington blog said that, George Washington blog. All the jobless numbers, the manufacturing numbers going down. I mean, this is really happening. Let's get into the latest financial developments. Then I want to get into issues like Senator DeMint ratifying UN Children's Treaty would turn parental rights over to international community. Bob Chapman.
Well, it was about six weeks ago on this program that we started to talk about it. And it's come to fruition. And there was no way out for the Fed. And what they said they were going to do was to take the interest that they are receiving from the collateralized debt obligations, some $1.8 trillion worth that they'll admit to, that they purchased, and they won't tell us what price, of course, from banks and others. And they're going to use that interest to buy treasuries and agencies, thereby putting more money back into the economy. And they even have proposed to sell these collateralized debt obligations back to the banks that they bought them from. And that brings up the question again, what did they buy them for? And, of course, they won't tell you. But my guess is around 70 cents on the dollar, and they'll sell them back to the banks probably for 15 or 20, another gift, and free up that much capital as well as interest that they had on the books previously. But we don't know exactly what they're doing because they won't tell us. And we might find out a year or two from now. But that's not any good because, you know, we need to zone in on what's important presently. So essentially, the Fed's going to do what I said they were going to do. $5 trillion will be injected into the U.S. economy and probably other economies as well over the next 2 years. They want to bring this thing through this election and the following one. And they're going to continue to inject money into the system by doing that. Also in the repo market, where they buy securities from banks, usually treasury paper, and the banks in turn turn that money over to 18 dealers who are instructed every day how to rig the markets. And then in addition to that, we have the banks who are sitting over on over $1 trillion. Now, they will lend the money by the Fed with no interest. They gave the money back to the Fed, and they're getting 2.5%, which you get to pay for. And I think what the Fed's going to do is either lower the interest rate or they're going to stop paying them interest, and the banks in the fractional banking system will take the trillion, and they'll make it into $5 trillion. And what's going to happen then is that money's going to go for loans to the small and medium-sized bank businesses that create 70% of the jobs, and they're going to try to bring up the economy that way, but they're going to be relatively successful. What I mean by that, on a scale of 10, 3 years ago, it would have been a 10. This time it's going to be a 3 or a 4. In other words, the battle to keep the economy afloat will barely keep its head above water for the next 2 years if they do what I said I think they're going to do.
Now, Bob, how did you know 3 weeks ago and then 2 weeks and then last week that they were going to make this announcement with so much precision? I had seen none of this in the news anywhere. There was a lot of financial shows, mainstream, you know, wondering what was going to happen. They now are saying the Fed's going to basically start to boil this down, monetizing debt. So, A, how did you know? Then we're going to come back from break and go to calls. B, how did you know? In fact, we're coming back now. We'll do it then. How did you know? A, and then B, what is this going to do? Because we're already going into a depression. You say it'll slow it a bit. How does more debt do that? How do they raise taxes to then put this stimulus back out there? They claim the last stimulus was for the general public, but it was for the big banks, not Main Street. You're saying this will go to the big banks, but then they will put some of it out to Main Street. But how can Main Street even afford to get loans? We'll be back with Bob Chapman.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website is www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize what a depression means to this society with no industrial base, for the public that's almost completely dependent and not self-sufficient, myself included? I mean, I don't know how to really run a farm and grow everything I need. I've got some storable food. Bob, how did you know this was coming, and what measurable effect will it have?
Well, I kept on scratching my head still about the episode in Europe, the short positions in the euro and the long positions in the dollar by New York and London banks. And I figured finally what they were up to, and that was the signal to number one, make a lot of money, and number two, bring pressure on the euro so that the dollar would get stronger. And the reason they wanted the dollar stronger was that they had something planned. And that plan was to, as I figured out, to have the Fed Reserve inject this tremendous amount of money over the next couple of years into the economy, and that would negatively affect the dollar. And so that when the dollar would go down, the stock market would go up. If temporarily only, it would go up. So it went down to not approximately 9,600, 9,700 in the Dow. After I made the exclamations here on this program, it popped up to 10,700. And after that happened, I said it's going to go back down probably to 10,000, maybe even to test 96.80. At the same time, the dollar came plummeting down, and it dropped from 89 to almost 80, and it's moved back up into the 82.3 area because it had a rally. Based upon the fact that the pressure was off, and I think there was a great deal of help from the same cast of characters in New York and London that drove the dollar up in the first place. They wanted to give it a bounce because what the Fed's going to do is extremely negative to the dollar, and it's very positive for gold and silver because it's going to create inflation. And how much we don't know, inflation, I believe, is running over 7%. John Williams, the eminent economist who I follow quite closely, is talking about a higher number than that, but it's up there. And while the government says, no, we don't have any inflation, and of course, they don't know how to tell the truth either.
Well, that's just like I say, we have 9.7 unemployment when it's over 22%.
Well, it backed off here a little with the last numbers because they dropped people off the end of the system, so to speak. It's running around 21.375 right now, and it'll probably get to 20, but I don't think it'll get any better than that over the next couple
of
years.
Okay, so what will this stimulus do, and can small companies even get these loans? Will they go out and get them? I mean, where are we 12 months from now?
I think the second part of your statement, will they go out and get them? A lot of companies out of business. A lot of companies are afraid to expand because of what's gone on. Plus, they don't know which way the economy is going to go after the first of the year, whether those tax breaks are going to remain or whether they're going to be eliminated. And then on top of it, you have, you know, small and medium-sized companies that have become totally jaundiced at the misinformation coming out of Wall Street and Washington. So on a scale of 10, maybe two, three years ago, 10 would have taken the loans if offered to them. Today, it's probably going to be about 3. And that's why the increase in the GDP, which came in the last quarter about 1.3%, which is even below what I estimated, if they're lucky over the next 2 years with $5 trillion going into the economy, they probably will be able to go somewhere between a -1% and a +1.5 to 2. And that's it.
All right, put that in layman's terms.
That is not going to create jobs.
Put that in layman's terms.
Well, you want a growing GDP. They spent $2.3 to $2.5 trillion over the past year and a half, particularly over the past 15 months, getting the economy going. They averaged about 3.25% for 5 quarters growth. And they spent $2.5 trillion. So now the business community, and as you pointed out earlier, that we produce very little anymore, they're going to be ready. They're not going to want to take the loans they would have before. And so the results are going to be less on the same amount of money. And you got to look forward as well. 2 years from now, are we going to have had hyperinflation of over 14%? And if that didn't work to make the economy work better, and believe me, it won't, are they going to be able to do another program?
But we're already in a horrible recession bordering on depression. So I mean, I want to really quantify this, but I want to go to Rob in Chile, Alyssa in Texas, Mike, Louisiana, Brandon in Arizona, Warren and others. Straight ahead on the other side with Bob Chapman, we'll look at some other economic news. And Senator DeMint says ratifying UN Children's Rights Treaty will take over the family in this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I want to go to phone calls. But Bob, briefly, I know you're using all the technical jargon as little as you have to, but I mean, for the general public to understand, because I have trouble following along sometimes, and I try to study this constantly, I understand the basics of what you're saying, but the system admittedly wanted to bankrupt the economy in their own IMF World Bank documents to consolidate control. They knew the Timberwolf stuff was bad. Derivatives they were selling, they were telling the public it was great. They've paid a fine for that, but no criminal charges. And that's just one small layer of this. What is their plan then? Steal everything while getting us deeper in debt just to create the illusion that things are maybe getting better, but then in the end it's going to make it worse? I mean, what's their game plan simply?
Well, it's exactly as you put it, and their goal is world government. It's to take the economy of the world, and particularly the United States and Europe, down first, because they essentially have been world leaders from an economic and financial viewpoint, and force the people of those of the entire world to accept world government, give them no alternative. And that's why I think they'll probably have another war as well. And it'll accomplish two things. Basically, control over people by putting them in a military environment and more fearful of death than anything else. And being able to get rid of excess population. That's why I think China will get involved on the other side, because they have 1.4 billion people, and I'm sure they'd like to get rid of half of them. And I know that's callous, but that's not what I'm saying. That's what these people who are behind the scenes are saying, that you brought out so often. And so that's their goal. That's why they're doing what they're doing, and they've done it over and over again in many, many previous societies.
Well, Mao and a bunch of other people said repeatedly, let's have a nuclear war. We want to get rid of most of our population. That would help us. I mean, the quotes are, a nuclear war would help China. I mean, it's insane.
That's right, but that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who have this dream that they know better what's good for us than we do.
They create the crisis, offer their world government solution, but then literally give the private Federal Reserve member banks more money to make us even more dependent, and they call that the solution. And then all it does is kind of give somebody morphine when they have a compound fracture to make them feel better.
Exactly. And they're going to carry that through to the end because they have to. There's no way back for them. Because if we win, and I know we will, then they're going to lose everything they have, particularly their power and their wealth. And that is going to happen. And that's why they monitor your show all the time, so they can hear me say that on every show, because we're going to come and get you.
Well, I just want to stop the tyranny and start going after the real high-powered criminals instead of having the judicial system turned loose on little people for no reason. Let's talk to Rob in Chile. Rob, thanks for holding her on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, it's great to talk to you guys. It looks like fourth time was the charm this week. I was on hold Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, just dying to ask this question to your guest, and then the show ended, so I didn't get to ask.
Well, here you are, Rob. You're on the air now.
Exactly. Okay, great. Excellent. Okay, so this is a question I'm posing to you and Bob, of course. Bob Chapman, hello. Great to listen to you every week. Okay. Are you a neo-creationist, also known as Creation 2.0, now with dinosaurs, or do you believe in both the existence of abiotic carbon and its abundance?
Well, I understand the second part of the question. The clear evidence is there is coal and oil that is made up of broken down dead animals. And then they find coal that is just full of ferns. You can see the imprints of them. But then there's also the abiotic oil, and more top scientists are having to admit that this oil is replenishing itself. I mean, I don't think we know all the secrets of this universe, and I don't think the scientists know or the preachers. I just believe in God, and I believe in goodness. And I think the system creates false debates. But we know the way evolution is proposed has been proven wrong. You just don't have a fish overnight turn into a land animal, or vice versa. And they know now in the development scientists just a decade ago, or more like 20 years ago, were saying, oh, the Earth gets hit every 15, 20, 30 million years by a huge asteroid. Now they say it's every 100,000. Because they're able to watch other planets and see what's happened here on this planet. So so the scientists don't know everything. Preachers interpret the Bible the way they want. Interesting question you've been waiting to ask myself and Bob. Bob, did you get the question?
I did, and you answered it perfectly. And I don't know any more than what you have said, so I can't add anything to it. But I have a question, and this doesn't often happen on this program. What are the effects of the earthquake in Chile, and what is the revival? What's happening there?
Yeah, what's the aftermath 6 months later? What's the aftermath? That's a good question, Rob.
That is a difficult question for me, actually, because I call myself Rob in Chile because that's where I was the first time I got through to you and the second time.
All right, Rob, I appreciate your call. It was good to have you on with us. We've got a lot of callers from Chile, though. They can call in and give us their take on things. Let's talk to Alyssa in Texas. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Alex. I've been listening to your show for quite a few, for a while. My husband's been a fan for at least 5 years. We've listened, you know, faithfully to your show, and we noticed that you do quite a few cases on CPS. Well, we emailed you earlier on this week, telling you our story, but basically what happened was, we took those stories with a grain of salt when we heard them, but it's a completely different story when it happens to you. Basically what happened is we have a 7-month-old daughter. She's 8 months old now, and she got an injury, and I took her to the hospital because my husband's in the Marine Corps. Took her to the hospital, CPS involved, and they took her out of my hands because my explanation was I don't know what happened.
A lot with babies and with children, that they're hurt and you're like, you're not sure how it happened. And I mean, have you gotten your daughter back from the clutches of the globalist?
No, they took her away from us and put her in foster care, and they did CT scans.
Ma'am, do you have blonde hair?
Yes.
And you got blue eyes?
Green.
Oh, that's even worse. And if you got dark hair and black hair and green eyes, that's one of their favorite. That's because that's rare. Ma'am, it's come out in our news. It's admitted. They have bounties. They're looking for children, and people at the hospital get cuts of the money. And so you bring your child in. You know, she's having trouble breathing, or, you know, her arms hurt. I don't know. And they just snatch him, and then you go to the lawyers, and they just sell you down the river. Have they permanently terminated custody?
Not yet. We can't afford an attorney right now, so our hands are tied. We're fighting the state, and we don't know what to do.
And they're going to threaten you to sign forms and say, give your baby back. Just sign these. Admit you hurt her. I mean, have you told the monster? Let me guess. Is about a 5'5" chubby guy with little piggy eyes who like smiles at you? Is that what? Or is it a woman with a short haircut with a crazed look in her eyes? Because that's the only type they've got.
She's a troll. I'm just going to say she's a troll.
That's a troll woman. I understand. I mean, that's only
psych. They hire these so-called investigators to do a sloppy investigation. You know, if the government's
going to
hire...
Well, here's the next problem, ma'am. Here's the next problem. Every child you ever have, even if you try to go to foreign countries, they're going to steal now. You'll never be allowed to reproduce, or you'll be a brood mother for them to sell your child. You've got to get to the media. You've got to have your husband in uniform. You've got to have press conferences. You've got to take this kidnapping for what it was. Let me guess, you get there, they said, wait right here. And then the police showed up with the troll.
Yep.
Yeah, well, those officers are just, I mean, they're all just pure evil. Listen, you're going to... There are different family groups, homeschooling groups, family groups that know all the particulars of it. I mean, I know it as well, but you need to pull it up. You need to get, just search the term groups fighting CPS. And there's a lot of groups in Texas. Texas is one of the worst. And what town is this?
I'm actually in Morgan, Texas. It's at a Meridian.
Is that your husband in the background?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me talk to him.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Hey, you're going to have to get your family involved. You're going to have to go on local radio. You're going to have press conferences. You're going to have to go knock on doors. You're going to have to go to the mayor's office. You're going to have to, make a huge deal out of this. And have they tricked you to sign a bunch of stuff yet?
Not quite. They're trying to. They've already got custody, but what they're seeking now is they want me to take counseling and therapy, and I expressed to them that the investigation...
Yeah, let me stop you. Yeah, but while they keep your daughter, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And they've got hired counselors who work for them, who will then lie about you or twist anything you say and do. They're telling you, oh, prove you're good. So they've gotten a temporary... protection order with the judge, which isn't a real court, it's a family court. So you need to talk to the experts. But, I mean, actually, this is why I don't like doing this show. I like to, like everybody else, ignore this is happening, but you can't hide from it. You know, I told you, your wife was saying she thought it was a joke earlier. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. I've opened the door to a hospital when a woman called us to help her, and her only crime was she was poor with her husband. And they were waiting for an apartment. So they were staying in a hotel for a week. And the hotel call, point is, newborn baby. I opened the door when I get there, and the police officer was choking her, saying, sign it, like in a movie. Open the door, and the cops all come. They got their hands on their guns. They all look the same. It's like a special guild they have. And the CPS workers were, like, demonic, enjoying the torture. We're like, get out of here. And Mike Hansen caught some of it on tape, and me and Mike came outside and started crying with the evil we'd seen because they were just, like, nesting demons on the woman, and they didn't even file her right name. It was a file. They used a filing to take the kid from a woman 2 years before, another woman whose kid they'd taken, and I got on TV and showed the files. I mean, they don't even fill forms out. It's just they walk into the judge, who's always sitting up there with their crew cut haircut, if it's a woman or if it's a man, all effeminate, and they just go, I mean, were you there at the demonic court hearing?
I was at the first court hearing, and it wasn't so much the judge and the sheriff, because since it's a small town, they all know a lot of people, and they're all real nice, but the Child Protective Services, they're all out of Waco, and I cannot...
Yeah, but you should have said, Judge, we don't know why the baby got hurt. I mean, that's all. We were honest about that. We're a good family. Give us our child back.
We did, and there was nothing that we could do. Based on the report that was filed, it painted us up to be terrible and awful people.
What happened to the what happened to the baby?
Absolutely, and it was all lies.
The report had lots of inconsistencies.
No, of course they lied. But I mean, my point is, why did you originally take the baby to the hospital? And we're going back to Bob. Why did you originally go?
We went back.
She has a spiral fracture on her femur. She got her leg caught underneath the couch and rolled over, and she got a hairline fracture. I took her to the hospital.
Now, let me stop you. This is your defense. Doctors, when a baby is born, do a hip test to see if the hip is developed, and they routinely cause fractures just doing the medical exam. And so you go in, you get a doctor as a special witness, a family doctor, pediatrician, whatever, to explain that babies routinely do this, rolling around. They routinely. And so how did you know the baby was hurt?
Because she was crying. I mean, of course.
Okay, so you just say the baby was rolling around the floor and twisted something. Of course, I took her to the doctor. And then you get up there, you go to the media, and you get it in your uniform, and you start standing outside. You make a big issue in your town, and you go to that newspapers, the local papers, and you talk to them, and you tell them, defend us. And you go absolutely ape. But I just can't even hear these stories anymore. When I saw that cop grabbing that woman around the neck, and I couldn't even believe it. I mean, this country's so hell-bent on destruction. And I can't even remember all the names of the groups we've had on. There's a lot of great groups with lawyers that for free will help you. But it's, you know, groups that fight CPS. And just stay in contact with us. Send us another email to showtips@infowars.com. And the show's almost, this hour is almost over, and I got a bunch of calls. Bob, I mean, just hearing that, it makes you want to leave the United States, but they're doing this worldwide.
You're absolutely right. They've caught groups in Belgium that have been doing it for years, and they export children to the Far East. And it's not only children. When I was living in Geneva in the late 50s, I knew a young girl my age whose dad was head of the police department, and I used to talk to him, and he would tell me our biggest crime here is the spiriting of young people out of the country to the Middle East. And these people come from everywhere, and they just, boom, they just disappear, and that's the end of it. And it's children, it's adults as well.
Well, it's admitted, Dyne Corps and others have been in Halliburton caught running whole airfields, and now... they are just they're selling people's children to these adoption rackets, and the parents don't know they're getting kidnapped kids. It's just pure evil. I that's not a good way to end this hour hearing her call. Bob, I mean, people say, well, you shouldn't be depressed. You know, we're making big headway. I'm just sick of knowing how real the crime is. And people don't know how dangerous this country is. We had a woman last hour, the health department wrote her a survey saying, do you always put your kids in safety belts? Do you give them vaccines? Do you have any mental problems? And if you're honest, and well, one time we had them in the back of the pickup truck out in the field, you know, driving to a creek, they take your kids. They don't tell you this is a predatory gun. They take over 1,200,000 kids a year in this country, Bob.
That's right, and they're going to keep on doing it unless we stop them. And I'm glad that the young lady and young man called in, and Alex, you send me their email address, and I'll get Drew Raines on this as well, the Marine Disquisition, and I think we'll climb all over them.
Guys, will you make sure when they send us an email, I know we get thousands, but we got to find their email they've sent us and try to get them some help. And then hundreds more people call us, and I investigate, and it's always worse. And we have a lady works here whose great little daughter is so sweet. And I talked to her, and she had a bruise on the side of her leg at PE. And they took her in, they strip searched her, and they said, your mommy did this. And she said, no, and they were trying to take her. And then I told her, I said, don't go home. They're going to be waiting for you at your house. Because when I heard this happen, I said, go get her out of school right now. They're going to come take your kid. And then they tried. And then she went to go ahead and meet with a CPS person. When she pulled in the parking lot, there were cops hiding in the alley. And I said, get out of there. I was on the cell phone with her. I said, get out of there. And it turned out they were going to grab her. And she never would have got her little daughter back. But we got attention on it. But I can't do this for everybody. My audience can't always do it. Or then every time I call for people to aid us, then they'll stop helping us when we do ask for the help, because we do it constantly. I can't stop these criminals. I can't stop the pedophile rings. These CPS workers, most of them are pedophiles. I mean, I'm sorry. They're bags of pus. They're child-raping trash. We'll be right back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Everybody in the control room was telling stories about being 6 years old and jumping off the front porch and breaking their elbow, and their parents freaked out at the hospital with CPS trying to take them. But if you're a young baby, those are perfect to adopt because they won't remember. And your mother and father are white. That's the main groups they hunt. If you're white trash or your parents are ugly or you're not a baby people are wanting, you can be burning your kids with cigarettes, and they use those stories in the media. They won't take their kids. But if you got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, or or raven hair, green eyes. That's their favorite because that's really rare. And the rich families will pay big money, and the Arab sheiks will pay big money. It's gone. It's gone. It's over. And then you'll read about the kids 20 years later in midnight visits to the White House as sex slaves in the Washington Times. That's mainstream news. I mean, they just don't care. They harvest us. Bob Chapman, it takes me to a level above rage.
Well, the only thing you can do when you get to that level is be as effective as you can because you understand the problem. And just like I said earlier when the gentleman and his wife were on, get me the email, their email address, and I'll see what I can do, too.
And they can also go to theinternationalforecaster.com and find the emails there for you and get directly to you.
That's right, and we can put them on to the Marine disquisition. There's got to be retired Marine non-coms and officers that live in that area that got connections that could do something.
Yeah, and don't just say, oh, that's their problem, I'm going to play golf, or I'm going to be a deacon at the church. Get in there and start defending people. This woman's going to have every child she ever has taken now. They don't get this one back.
Well, you got to try.
Absolutely. Well, no, they can get them back if they knew the proper procedures. And there's groups, and I've got stacks of work to do after the show. And now all I'll be thinking about is this and trying to help these people. And when I help people, then we get literally thousands of calls a month, people crying. And I meant to get to the rest of your calls, but we're just out of time here with Bob Chapman for this hour. Bob, we're launching another keyword search today. We want to make Ron Paul hoax the number one search. In fact, let's go to Google Trends right now. Usually takes 2-3 hours to become number one. Let's see if Ron Paul hoax has become number one yet. We'll get a screenshot of it when it does, thanks to your efforts. And then people will click on that link and we'll find the article, establishment's latest desperate action, Ron Paul hoax explodes in their face. And get this article out to everyone because it just shows how dastardly and evil this system is. Bob Chapman.
You're absolutely right. And that's our job to help. And we're going to do it.
Is it number one yet, guys? Okay, well, it should be soon. Folks, just keep searching the term Ron Paul hoax. You can do a secondary search. Latest desperate hoax. That will also, we can have that number one and number two searches and get those in. Bob, when I get you on next Friday, I want to talk about solutions, ideas you got for people to individually try to lessen the blow of this ongoing deepening depression. But briefly, in the last minute and a half of this hour, what are some solutions people can do quickly to protect themselves?
You got to go down to the rudimentary level, and that is, if you can't afford anything more, get canned goods, the things you normally eat, and get extra ones and rotate them. So you've got extra food around for when you might lose your job or something drastic happens. Have a water filter if you can afford to purchase one. If you have a weapon, that's a good thing because you can defend your family. And if you got money beyond that, you buy gold and silver coins. If you have more money than that and you want some leverage, you buy stocks. And that's it. There is nothing else.
And you get the word out because the best insurance for freedom is being active and saying no to tyranny. The globalists are in deep trouble now. We have got to stand up against these people. And I was so shook up by that last call that I was saying Ron Paul hoax. It's Rand Paul hoax is the search term. Rand, R-A-N-D, Paul hoax. Rand Paul hoax or latest desperate hoax. Search those terms and make it number one. Bob Chapman, God bless you. We appreciate you joining us.
Same to you, and it's a joy to be on your program.
Pray for America, folks. We're going into evil.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.